Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price feeling pretty darn good this Tuesday afternoon, getting ready for the Dragon spacecraft to make it splash down 4:57. Yeah, 4:57 our time, and we are going to cover it live for you. So you're not going to miss a darn thing. I promise you that. Here's today's timeline for the return of the astronauts. Of course, Sonny Williams, Butch Wilmore, more than glad to be out of that thing had he known this afternoon. I'll bet you this is the longest ride they'll ever take in a spacecraft.
Don't you know it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the way it rolled out. As a matter of fact, let me give you a rundown of what just happened. At 3:45, they initiated the return coverage positioning for the spacecraft. At 4:11, which is right now, they are doing a deorbit burn at this point. And then at 4:57 this afternoon, splashdown. This is an approximate time, but we'll follow it for you. And you will hear it live on News Radio 92.3. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love breaking news, live breaking news, and you are definitely going to get it. What do you say we go ahead and jump headfirst and take care of the top three trending stories?
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, today, voters in Century heading to the polls in a special primary election. Three candidates appearing on the ballot for the Century Town Council seat 4. The candidates are John Bass, Catherine Fleming, Elizabeth Harrison. Polls open today until 7 at the Billy G. Ward Century Courthouse. That's, of course, at 7500 North Century Boulevard in Century. East Kingsfield Road, west of Highway 29, has been closed all day today. Yeah, a few people scratching heads over there. Public Works resurfacing the roadway. It's happening at the railroad tracks. Traffic headed east on East Kingsfield Road. Detoured to Pompano Street. Westbound traffic on East Kingsfield is diverted through a one-way lane closure. That road is expected to reopen by tomorrow. And that's what we're looking at as our top three stories.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Going to get a bit of an early look here because we did have several spots to note. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups beginning to develop on I-10. That's if you're traveling eastbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Michigan Avenue traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's just in Pensacola. We did have an accident report a little while back. This is going to be on Gulf Breeze Park Way near the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Very minor congestion there at this time. It's looking much worse on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. We got some issues there as well. Yes, Chris.
Was that wreck on 98 by the zoo, was it in the westbound or eastbound lanes?
It was causing congestion going both ways. I think the crash itself officially looks like it was in the eastbound lane. So it was causing some issues eastbound, but it's looking all right.
That's a very congested area this time. Well, getting towards 5. The traffic will build up right there, so be extra careful.
Right, yeah. Yeah, as you said, it sucks anyway. Also,
paraphrase perfectly.
Yes, and as for the weather here, 70 degrees, going to be a low of 58 tonight. As for tomorrow, it's going to be a sunny Wednesday, high of 77 and a low of 55 with about 50% chance of showers.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Oh, those old crazy Frenchmen. Here's what they've done for us.
All right.
A French politician has called for the U.S. to give back the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, suggesting that the U.S. is no longer worthy of keeping the 140-year-old gift. Well, Florida Congressman Byron Donalds reacted to the demand on Fox's Jesse Waters primetime.
Instead of worrying about the Statue of Liberty, I would leave it to France and to our European allies to make sure that they mine the store in their countries. Here in America, we're going to protect the American people.
Well, I mean, simple as that.
I'm surprised he didn't throw in the bit about, well, if it wasn't for us, you would be speaking German. Right?
Yeah, I think Caroline Leavitt.
Everybody tags that line.
I think Caroline Leavitt covered that one pretty well. And a former Republican Party official accused of theft won't face charges. The state attorney's office has decided not to file charges against Patrick Bailey. He was arrested in December for allegedly stealing over $14,000 from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, where he worked as treasurer. Bailey has since paid restitution, and the charges have been dropped.
417 News Radio 92.3. Have you ever been to like the DMV and you see people getting into it? I mean, argue, you jumped in line or whatever. Well, let me just set this up for you. Here's the way we're going to frame it. Amid Miami-Dade's campaign to reduce wait times at their local DMV, it has discovered a group of scalpers booking up free appointments to sell for a profit.
What?
Joe Rhodes from Fox TV affiliate 7 News in Miami.
7 Investigates has learned that driving schools are booking up blocks of appointments and then selling them for hundreds of dollars. One school recently booked 70 appointments, according to a source. Each are being sold for around $200 or more. The Miami-Dade Tax Collector's Office says it uncovered a network of appointment scalpers profiting from appointments. For now, it is legal, but the tax collector says it is working with the county to create penalties.
They'll close that hole up pretty quick.
I don't doubt it. And, you know, honestly, keeping things in Miami-Dade for a moment, it is one of multiple spots throughout the Sunshine State that's talking about this whole fluoride situation. Their commission postponing its discussion and vote on the removal of fluoride from the county's drinking water. The item had been on the commission schedule for today, but was removed before the start of the meeting. Governor Ron DeSantis' administration has been pushing for the removal of fluoride. However, some medical groups support adding it to drinking water to help reduce tooth decay and lessen the prevalence of cavities.
Okay, here's something for your perusal this afternoon. Monday, the state Ethics and Election Committee voted 6-2 to approve a proposal that would put in 8-year term limits for county commissioners and school board members. The legislature in 2023 approved 8-year term limits for school board members. Voters overwhelmingly support term limits for elected officials. So we'll see some traction on that one, I'm sure.
Yes, and a Florida man faces serious charges for social media threats against President Trump. St. Lucie authorities say 42-year-old Kendall Todd was arrested at his home in Fort Pierce. Del Toro says that, that Todd made continuous threats to cause bodily harm to Trump, and he went before a judge and had a bond set at $500,000.
This might start a few hairs sticking up on the back of your neck. A federal appeals court upheld the constitutionality of a Florida law that raised the minimum age to purchase rifles and other long guns from 18 to 21. The 8-4 ruling by the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals came after 7 years of legal wrangling in the National Rifle Association's challenge to a 2018 law.
My goodness. And gas prices across Florida rose slightly this past week. That'll give you chills as well. But they still remain below last year's prices at this time. The current price stands at $3.08 a gallon. That's 3 cents higher than last week, but 37 cents below last year at this time.
Okay, Florida senators have introduced legislation designed to relocate NASA headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Brevard County. The Canaveral Act would increase efficiency, reduce cost, and strengthen collaboration between NASA and the private aerospace firms.
All righty, just about 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a deep dive into some national headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, ah, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting day today. Don't forget, coming up at 4:57 this afternoon, we're going to tap into the Dragon spacecraft and cover the splashdown of the spacecraft and the two prized astronauts on board, Sonny and Butch.
It's finally, about time.
Finally getting home to come home. We're happy about that. Stocks ending down today. Big tech leading the way. Fox's Jerry Willis. She has those numbers for us from NYC.
Stocks retreat in a broad sell-off as investors focus on tariffs and the Federal Reserve's two-day policy meeting, which began today. The Dow lower by 260 points, the S&P down by 60, the NASDAQ falling 304. The Federal Reserve expected to leave rates unchanged tomorrow. Markets looking to the Fed for clues on growth and the impact of tariffs. Today's broad decline was led by big tech and growth stocks, Tesla, Meta, and Nvidia, all falling. On the economic front, housing starts soared more than expected. Single-family home starts jumped 11.4% in February. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, still have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spots are probably going to be the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway, and on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 77 with a low of 55, but Wednesday night, be looking out for those 50% chances of showers.
425 News Radio 92.3, talking about the financials this afternoon. NASDAQ is expanding, and Lillian Wu has a report for us.
Stock exchange operator NASDAQ is heading south to establish its second U.S. headquarters this year in Dallas and serve Texas and the entire Southeast. But the focus of the office won't just be on winning listings, according to sources. It'll also house part of NASDAQ's technology and financial crime management businesses, which will help NASDAQ clients detect fraud and money laundering. NASDAQ has more than 200 listed companies based in Texas. It currently generates over $750 million in revenues there and in the southeast region of the U.S. The move seen by some as a growing threat to New York's financial dominance. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the White House says President Trump and Russian President Putin are agreeing to begin talks on a limited ceasefire with Ukraine. The two leaders had a lengthy phone call today to discuss an end to the war. In a post on Truth Social, Trump described the call as very good and productive and added that many elements of a contract for peace were discussed. The Kremlin said Russia has agreed to a 30-day ceasefire on strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, and a prisoner swap with Ukraine will take place tomorrow.
News Radio 92.3, the two NASA astronauts who were stranded in space for months, finally on their way home. Jonathan Siri has the latest from the Kennedy Space Center.
Two astronauts are finally coming home from the International Space Station after more than 9 months in orbit. Test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, whose Boeing Starliner spacecraft encountered thruster problems on the way up in June, are now aboard a SpaceX Dragon capsule targeting a splashdown in the Gulf just before 6 p.m. Eastern time. Former astronaut Jose Hernandez says Butch and Sonny can expect a longer rehabilitation process because of their extended stay in space.
They're going to be doing lots of light stretching first, and then light exercises get heavier and heavier. And, within 2 or 3 months, they'll be back to normal.
At the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
And a federal judge is indefinitely blocking the shutdown of the U.S. Agency for International Development. The judge ruled in favor of a group of recently fired USAID employees and contractors by granting, in part, their request for a preliminary injunction. In the order issued Tuesday, the judge said the dismantling of USAID by Elon Musk's Doge likely violated the Constitution.
Mama bears are getting angry across the country, I'll tell you that. An Illinois mom filing a complaint over a policy allowing biological males to change in the girls' locker room and forcing her daughter to change in front of a bunch of boys. Garrett Tinney is in Chicago with the details.
Nicole Gorga says after her daughter and friends protested by refusing to change clothes for gym class last month, school administrators pulled the girls in one by one for questioning. And when it came time for class, the administrators threatened them with disciplinary action if they refused to undress and put on their uniforms. The school administrators then stood there in the locker room to make the girls change. When Nicole talked to the school, she says the only options they gave her was for her daughter to change her schedule and move to another gym class, which she's refusing to do. None of the other girls involved have come forward, but Nicole says she has already filed a civil rights complaint against the school district.
Oh, my goodness. That's just a very heavy subject matter. And the Department of Justice says there were no deportation flights that left the U.S. after an order by a federal judge was placed to stop them from leaving. In a court filing made on Tuesday to meet a deadline set by Judge James Boasberg, the DOJ still refused to say exactly when the flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members left. The lawyers said providing those details would be inappropriate because the Trump administration didn't go against the order, but said they would be willing to give more info in a private setting.
429, News Radio 92. Three. He's already in one DC universe, heading to another. Sergeant Rock is back.
Multiple outlets report Colin Farrell is in negotiations to appear in Sergeant Rock, a World War II soldier known for tossing grenades with great accuracy and shooting down German fighter planes with a single submachine gun. Currently, Farrell is in Gotham playing the titular character in The Penguin, one of Batman's major nemesis. According to reports, Luca Guadagnino is set to direct the film. He is best known for Call Me By Your Name and most recently Challengers. Originally, former Bond actor Daniel Craig was set to star in the role, but has since stepped away. Other names attached to portray the secondary character in the past included Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Okay, voters up in Century, you still have time to vote in the Century Town Council seat number 4. Polls open today until 7 o'clock at the Billy G. Ward Century Courthouse. That, of course, is at 7500 North Century Boulevard in Century. Sports and the Dragon X coverage coming up on 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The latest Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip are only the beginning. That's according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Says the strikes were necessary after Hamas rejected their demands.
Hamas refused offer after offer to release our hostages.
The territory's health ministry said the airstrikes likely killed at least 400 Palestinians. The attacks also shattering a ceasefire in Gaza that had been in place since January. A federal judge says the Trump administration likely violated the Constitution by dismantling the USAID.
That ruling by District Court Judge Theodore Schwong is the latest legal setback for the administration's Department of Government Efficiency. Schwong ordered the administration to restore email and computer access to all USAID employees, including those on administrative leave.
Fox's Jared Halperin there in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Frontier Airlines is taking aim at Southwest, who plan to start charging for seat assignments and checked luggage by doing the opposite. The budget carrier says customers can now receive a bundle that includes a seat assignment and carry-on bag without an upcharge if they book on Frontier through Tuesday through March 24th for travel through August 18th. The Frontier promotion applies to nonstop trips booked on their website or app. Cadillac expects roughly one of every three vehicles that it sells in the U.S. this year to be an all-electric model. The General Motors luxury brand is expected to offer five EVs by the end of the calendar year. Cadillac is targeting EVs to make up between 30 and 35% of its total domestic sales for 2025. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ losing anywhere from 0.6 to 1.7%. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Out of all the marquee teams in the NCAA tournament, I think Duke and Houston have the easiest path to the Final Four. I expect those two schools to meet up in San Antonio, and Duke will prevail, advancing to the national championship game. And I also project Florida to defeat Michigan State, which will lead us to a championship matchup between the Gators and Blue Devils, and I have Duke led by John Shire cutting down the nets. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Jordan B. Peterson, We Who Wrestle With God Tour.
If you say the truth and nothing else, you'll have an immense adventure as a consequence. You won't know what's going to happen to you, but the truth will reveal the world the way it's intended to be revealed. And the consequence for you will be that you'll have the adventure of your life.
Live at Pensacola Bay Center, March 19th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
The news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, and yes, I like that song.
Yeah, we got a variety of moods here.
Chris Bryan, Austin Price, we've got the one mood that we are in. It is called a good mood, because we're going to get ready to cover the Dragon spacecraft making its reentry into the Earth. Why don't I go ahead and just dump in and take care of the top three trending stories this afternoon for you?
Here's today's top three stories.
I want to tell you this. Your time is zipping by real quick here. The Cantonment Improvement Committee is holding that 10,000-pound food distribution giveaway today. It's over at Carver Park, 208 Webb Street. That event got underway at 3 o'clock. So I'm not quite sure if they still have some of that 10,000 pounds of food left. But attendees, if you want it, you have to have legal identification to receive the food. Fire in Myrtle Grove this morning, 6800 block of McNeil Street. Sad story. Claiming the lives of two dogs and displaced five adults. Despite the efforts to save the animals, two dogs did perish while one dog managed to safely evacuate. An investigation by ECFR determined that the fire was caused by a candle that fell on the floor. And the other story, the big story we're talking about, of course, it is all about Sonny and it's all about Butch. It's all about the Dragon spacecraft getting ready to make its way for splashdown 4:57 this afternoon. And you are going to hear that live on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty. You know, this is kind of a sports story, half sports, half pop culture. Tracy Morgan says it was food poisoning that caused him to get sick at the New York Knicks game Monday night. Did you see this online?
I did not.
The actor and comedian was seen vomiting at his courtside seat at Madison Square Garden. He was helped out in a wheelchair by MSG staff, causing a 10-minute game delay. He posted a picture of himself in a hospital bed on Instagram, saying that he's okay. He thanked his MSG family for taking care of him and joked that he may have thrown up on the court again during the playoffs since the Knicks won the game, crushing the Heat 116-95.
What is his bit? I bought the team. I bought that team.
Well, I'll tell you this. Who knows? Maybe his throwing up is a good luck.
I was going to say. Hey, Major League Baseball season kicked off today in Japan. Jared Max has the report.
The Major League Baseball season opened in Tokyo Tuesday.
Swing and a miss, strike three. The Dodgers pitching was overwhelming behind hometown hero Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
On Fox TV, the Los Angeles Dodgers pitching staff held the Chicago Cubs to three hits Tuesday at Tokyo Dome, where the reigning World Series champions picked up where they left off last fall with a victory. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-1. Starting pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto earned the victory. Yamamoto not the only Dodgers Japanese star who helped the team win. Shohei Ohtani, the only Dodger with two hits, a single and a double. He scored two runs. The Dodgers and the Cubs play again Wednesday, 6 a.m. Eastern time on Fox Sports 1. Jared Max, Fox News.
And we got March Madness technically getting underway today. The first half of the first four. So mathematicians out there, that's two games for you. The 2-16 seeds are facing off at 5:40, St. Francis and Alabama State. Winner of that game takes on top seed Auburn on Thursday. After that, at 8:10, we've got number 11 North Carolina taking on fellow 11 seed San Diego State. Winner of that game takes on Ole Miss on Friday. You can find both of those games on True TV this evening.
And we can frame this story under its local baseball at its finest. 30th annual Harvesters Credit Union Aggie Baseball Classic, featuring teams from three states facing off at venues across Pensacola. Tate Washington, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Catholic, taking part in this tournament as W.S. Neal from East Bruton, Alabama. The remainder of the teams are from Florida and Oklahoma.
All right. And the defending World Series champion, L.A. Dodgers, starting the season on that winning note after beating the Cubs 4-1 in the first game of the Tokyo Series today. Wanted to give you a reminder of that. The Washington Capitals, this is another thing we've been giving you reminders of. They are back on the ice today. They'll be hosting the Detroit Red Wings at Capital One Arena. All eyes will be on the Capitals star, Alex Ovechkin. He has 187 career goals and is just eight away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record.
Did you want him to do it or not?
Sure.
Okay, why not?
The thing is, I'm not very passionate on hockey. I'm pretty casual.
Okay, we tipped off about March Madness a few seconds ago here. Yep. Jared Max comes back in here. He's got a little more for us.
Since 2011, the men's NCAA basketball tournament has started with four games that are not included in the popular NCAA bracket contests. Four games to send the final four teams into the brackets, as the 61st, 62nd, 63rd, and 64th teams to compete for the national championship, which will be decided April 7th in San Antonio. Two games tonight, two more tomorrow, both at the University of Dayton, 6:40 Eastern Time. St. Francis of Pennsylvania will play Alabama State. The winner will become the number 16 seed of the South region against Auburn. Second game tonight between North Carolina and San Diego State. The winner will advance to the brackets as the 11th seed of the South and play Ole Miss in the first round. The first four of the women's NCAAs begins tomorrow. Jared Max, Fox News.
4:43 News Radio 92.3. A lot of betting in this next coming up week or so. There'll be some bucks on the table.
Yeah.
Over $3 billion are expected to be legally wagered on the March Madness. Jeff Manasso has more for us.
It's become a national pastime for tens of millions of Americans. Once again, picking who may or may not be the first upset, who gets to the Final Four, and which team becomes the NCAA bracket buster. As the first men's March Madness games begin today, the first women's games tip off tomorrow. The $3.1 billion expected to be legally wagered is a 12% year-over-year increase, and more than double the $1.4 billion bet on this year's Super Bowl, according to the American Gaming Association. And in the slim chance there's a perfect bracket, X and Uber Eats are offering a trip to Mars, at some point with SpaceX, or a $250,000 prize. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Yeah, man, the whole sports gambling thing is something I've just never been able to get into. And that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can do it in moderation, that's great. If you abuse it, we got a problem.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Okay, the 76ers. And when I'm speaking of the 76ers, Philadelphia 76ers, yep, see yet another addition to a season full of bad luck. How bad can it get for those guys? Here's Joe Morgan.
The Philadelphia 76ers' nightmare season continued on Monday. Nine-time All-Star Paul George will be out for at least 6 weeks following multiple injections due to injuries, meaning he'll miss the rest of the season. The news comes just a few weeks after former MVP Joel Embiid was sidelined for the year as he continues to deal with a knee issue. After starting the season with championship aspirations, Philadelphia has been the NBA's biggest disappointment, falling out of the playoff picture. The Sixers can now turn their attention to the draft, where their 2025 first-round pick is top six protected, or it goes to the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty. Yeah, man, it is. It is absolutely safe to say that the Sixers have missed their window there.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some issues. This is going to be on Michigan Avenue near the intersection with Mobile Highway. That's where Michigan meets Softly Field Road. And we have some issues on Highway 90 still, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 70 degrees right now, low of 58 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be high of 77, low of 55.
Okay, frame up that local weather. I got the national stuff for the central U.S. bracing for more storms, and Adam Klotz has your Fox weather forecast.
Another spring storm is lining up for the central United States as we head into Tuesday night and Wednesday. A little less severe than we saw over the weekend. Still, though, a low-level risk of severe thunderstorm, damaging winds, and an isolated threat of tornadoes from Texas up into the Midwest on Tuesday night, again into Wednesday. Meanwhile, on the cold side of the storm, winter weather advisories remain active in northern states. Powerful cold weather could bring heavy snow and gusting winds. Blizzard warnings have been issued from the Dakotas, with winter weather advisory stretching up to the Great Lakes. Back on the West Coast, another Pacific storm is moving in, bringing rain and mountain snow to California and the Pacific Northwest. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Vice President J.D. Vance will serve as the finance chair of the Republican National Committee. The RNC said Vance will be the first sitting vice president to concurrently serve in the role. Vance said the RNC must keep and grow the Republican majorities in 2026 to fully enact the MAGA mandate. President Trump praised Vance, saying that he would do a fantastic job and he knows how to fight and win tough races.
Okay, the Trump administration claiming the state of Maine is violating the president's executive order barring transgender athletes in women's sports, but Maine's pushing back. Here's C.B. Cotton.
The Trump administration's fight with the state of Maine is heating up. The Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights announced yesterday the state is violating Title IX for allowing biological men in women's sports. Those who oversee school sports in the state were told they'd have 10 days to fix their current policy or risk a referral to the Justice Department for, quote, appropriate action, according to the Trump administration. But now, at least one of the state entities who's been warned is pushing back to say it's not beholden to Title IX because it doesn't receive federal funding. C.B. Cotton, Fox News.
And the Powerball jackpot soaring after there was no grand prize winner on St. Patrick's Day. The next drawing, set for tomorrow, will now be worth at least $416 million. The cash option on that works out to just over $194 million. Yesterday's big drawing wasn't a complete bust, however. Two tickets, one in Colorado, the other in Pennsylvania, good for $1 million each.
Did you win it? Did you have one of those tickets?
No, I did not make a trip to one of those
states.
Does
not matter. Hey, if Powerball doesn't work out for you, what did you say, 416?
Yes.
You know, Mega Millions is tonight.
Mm.
301 million, 139 out the door. Drawing 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck. As I always say, play wisely and good luck to you. Democratic Party may be looking for a new leader. Howie Kurtz has an analysis on the party's reaction to a major vote in Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The left wing of the Democratic Party is so angry at Chuck Schumer for going along. He got boxed in with Republican budget proposal, which is just kicking the can down the road, that there is talk of AOC mounting a primary challenge against him. They have both represented different parts of Brooklyn. Now, if she were to knock him off, it doesn't mean that she automatically becomes the Democratic leader, but it would be quite a signal sent. Now, Schumer didn't really have any choice. The Senate Minority Leader postponing his book tour because of all the fallout. But all that would have given, he argued, was more power to President Trump and Elon Musk to do whatever they wanted. And eventually they would have compromised anyway on this kick the can matter. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And a United Nations food agency warning that the continued spread of avian flu is threatening food security around the world. The Food and Agriculture Organization citing the loss of hundreds of millions of poultry worldwide, as well as cow milk. The FAO says the situation requires a coordinated global response. The CDC says the U.S. has recorded 70 bird flu outbreaks in 41 cattle herds and 24 poultry farms.
Okay, here's a little more on where we stand with the Dragon space capsule. Right now, they are in their deorbit burn. In other words, communications blackout from right now. We cannot communicate with the Dragon capsule. We will be joining live coverage with NASA and SpaceX in about 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
As a matter of fact, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll have that for you, along with maybe if there's time, some frivolous headlines, perhaps some pop culture here and there. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
April 12th is the biggest party of the year.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret of Curiosities, Revelry Reimagined, as the entire building and surrounding block turns into an entertainment complex for one night. The fanciful theme revels in all things magical, mystical, enchanting, and charming as attendees wind through inexplicable oddities. It's an all-inclusive event that includes 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state. But we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run. And you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people. And with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
.453 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. We will be joining Fox any minute now with coverage of the Dragon spacecraft. By the way, the spacecraft undocked last night. Happened at about 11:45 Pensacola time. NASA switched to audio-only coverage around 2:45 this afternoon. They did a deorbit burn at 4:11, and that is where we are right now. They're telling us now the drogues have been deployed of the spacecraft, and this is long-range stuff we're looking at from NASA, and we'll be tapping into the Fox's coverage in just a minute on News Radio 92.3. But the Dragon spacecraft is now making its way. Let's go now to Fox.
Re-enter Earth's atmosphere, and we are just moments away from their splashdown. So we want to get right to Jonathan Sari. He is there and can tell us what to expect. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Dana. This is very exciting. We have this beautiful image of the spacecraft coming in, very hot. It is orbiting. When it was orbiting the Earth, undocking from the International Space Station, you're traveling around the Earth at approximately 17,900 miles an hour in the vacuum of space. Then they do that deorbit burn, gravity begins to take over. They enter the upper atmosphere, and then hitting the atmosphere, even the thin air up that high at that speed, it generates friction. And so you have this huge plasma trail. They briefly lose contact with the spacecraft. This is all.
You were listening to live coverage of the splashdown of the Dragon spacecraft on News Radio 92.3.
Seeing the astronaut inside that SpaceX Dragon capsule moving about, looking perfectly healthy. And so everything appears to be on target for a splashdown just before 6 o'clock Eastern this evening in the Gulf off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida. What you'll see a few moments before splashdown is we'll see the drogue chutes deploy, followed by the main chutes, and then those main chutes will ease the capsule down to the water at a considerably slower speed. And then in the coming minutes, you'll have teams coming out, stabilizing the capsule, and then loading it onto a recovery ship. And there we go. We see the drogue chutes coming out. So far, everything moving properly. And then from splashdown to the first astronauts coming out, we expect it to take approximately 45 minutes. Back to you.
Next up, we'll stand by for the main deployment of the parachutes. The mains are quite a bit larger. You'll be able to notice the difference on your screen once they deploy, and they continue to ensure that the Dragon spacecraft slows down even further. As we mentioned, Freedom will be traveling 16 miles per hour when it splashes down off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida, here at 2:57 p.m. Pacific time this afternoon. And there we go.
We have visual on four healthy mains.
That view was from inside.
Freedom, copy.
That view was from inside one of the buckets where the parachute.
You were listening to live coverage of the Dragon spacecraft getting ready to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico, just south of Tallahassee. This is live on News Radio 92.3.
Now awaiting visuals of splashdown.
Freedom.
We'll start to hear Commander Nick Haig.
Copy, 1,000.
As we heard right there, Commander Nick Haig will be calling out the altitude of the Dragon capsule from here on out. Landing in water is simpler and provides more margin against unlikely parachute issues. You can see those parachutes continuing to slow the Dragon capsule down.
And if you're just joining us, you're looking at
800 meters,
a live view of Crew 9. Just minutes away from splashing down off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida. Splashdown 2 minutes from now at 2:57 p.m. Pacific. We do have four healthy mains really doing the job there. Just breathtaking views of a calm, glass-like ocean off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida. Crew 9 just minutes away from splashing down.
This is really such an incredible shot.
Copy, 600.
That was a live view from our recovery vessel, Megan, which is stationed a couple miles away from the splashdown site. We can see the crew there using their restraints as resting places for their arms. They were just in space moments ago, so their arms were able to float freely.
400 meters.
It is a gorgeous bluebird day here that we have for the splashdown of Crew 9. It's incredible to think that the Dragon capsule just minutes ago was going over 17,000 miles per hour and now gently coasting to a soft splashdown.
200.
Copy, 200 meters. Brace for splashdown.
As you can see there on your screen, continuing to monitor progress of the Dragon spacecraft. And we're going to stand by for splashdown located in the Gulf of America, off the coast of Tallahassee, Florida.
And splashdown, Crew 9 back on Earth.
And SpaceX Freedom, splashdown. Good main release.
Copy, splashdown.